Win stacks of cash by entering the 150K Crack the Code giveaway, brought to you by your local paper, now through July 14th. Look for the code on page A2. Then visit 150kgiveaway.com and submit your entry. You could win the grand prize of $100,000. Grab the paper every day. Get the code on page 2A and improve your chances to win tons of weekly cash prizes. Visit 150kgiveaway.com for details.
This is Tony Simmons, and I'm in the Center for the Arts in Panama City with director Jason Kretzer, who is putting up work for this weekend's opening of Florida,
The Art of Florida Cartoonists. Absolutely. I didn't even notice that.
Somebody's got to say it.
So, yeah, man.
So this is a show that's been on your mind for a while, and tell everybody why it's important to you.
So the only reason I'm an artist is because of comic strips. I was reading comic strips before I read comic books. And so I see that as an entry point to not only the arts, but reading and everything I did. I mean, I came from my love of comic strips. So I think it's important to also acknowledge it as an art form, you know, because it is. Like, it's so easy to cheapen it. People think, oh, just cartoons or something, but this is an art form that reaches more people before breakfast than most any other art form, because they literally are reading comic strips at breakfast.
Right.
But so for me, it's important to do something like this here, because we haven't really had a lot of this. I mean, outside of, you know, when we tried to do Creative Con, did the same thing with Creative Con. It started out as a way to educate people on what sequential art was and is, and then it grew into everything else. That was everything from cosplay to writing and all, you know, everything. So,
well, that's what makes me think. That's what it makes me think about, is that, you know, whenever I was a kid, we had a cartoon section that was in the paper, because it was multiple pages, right. And you might only have a couple of different strips on the page, because you had three or four rows of art for Prince Valiant and Dick Tracy and the Phantom, and, you know, all of these characters that got me interested in pulp books and magazines and comics and telling those kinds of stories.
Right.
Now, we talk about, you say that, you know, people are doing this before breakfast. I think that used to be a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think in today's world, maybe not so much. Now, I know a lot of people still go online to find, like, what's today's, the stupid cat.
What's Garfield?
Yeah, what's Garfield up to
Garfield,
this week?
Garfield, my biggest influence. I'm trying to tell him.
The noise you're hearing is him peeling the back off of a sticker that's going on one of the walls here at the Center for the Arts.
Yeah.
As you enter the main gallery. So we're talking while he's working.
So,
now he's pushing all the air bubbles out.
It is. See, I knew you were narrating.
Thank you. Now I'm drinking coffee.
See
how. So, yeah, it was a real thing. And then newspapers, the idea of newspapers going away, it scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I take it personally.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things we're doing as part of this show is we're going to show the stripped screening, which talks a lot about what artists are doing now in the face of all these changes of digital coming in and newspapers going away. And newspapers, you know, as you know, y'all are doing a lot of stuff, doing a lot more digital content.
A lot more digital, speaking of this podcast.
Exactly.
But on top of that, you know, you look at these characters that came out of cartoons and comics, and they're part of the, you know, multi-billion-dollar
mm-hmm.
entertainment industry.
Oh, yeah.
That those characters wouldn't even exist if cartoons and comics hadn't existed first.
Right.
So it's kind of like, If you let the sources for your material disappear, where's the next multi-billion dollar franchise coming from?
Oh, no. Computer programming?
Tron proves that is not going to happen.
Where do we go? Yeah,
where do the artists and the storytellers go to?
That's a good question.
How do things change? Are writers and storytellers going to become screenwriters and animation artists instead?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think everything goes in circles. I think we'll find a way to because people are, they'll come back around to liking to hold things or, you know, share in different ways than just on a computer screen, maybe.
Well, I think Amazon is kind of seen that already. They've started opening brick and mortar bookstores.
Mm-hmm.
Because people do still like, or have discovered they still like to hold books in their hands.
Right, absolutely.
Or to give books as presents or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But this is particularly close to your heart. You said that was something that you wanted to do when you were originally with the center way back in the
Visual Arts Center.
Yeah,
it is. Because I do think that we kind of, you know, we forget sometimes that it is such an interesting art form and so accessible that this is, for a lot of kids, the first art form they see is cartoons. The first thing that gets them to drawing pictures and telling stories. And my son, it's 100% cartoons and graphic novels, things like that. That's why he wants to be an artist, not because he saw a watercolor painting and said, I can do that. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I guess, you know, we talk about creative passion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we call this podcast. And cartooning is your passion. I want to say thank you also for providing the cover art for this week's entertainment.
Oh, it was a pleasure. I was so excited.
I saw the way you packaged it up to kind of illustrate for people who come to this show,
right,
the process you went
right
through. You've got your original sketch,
yeah,
to compare with the way it ended up.
Oh yeah, because, you know, that's the thing that I'm excited about this show. In some parts of the show, you get to see some of this art when it's not perfect, and so you can see where they had to white out parts of the strip, and you know, they made mistakes. And so I think that's another kind of neat thing about this exhibit. It lets you know it's okay to make mistakes, you know. Most art, when you come in here and see it, it's finished, it's behind glass, it's framed, but some of these are rough sketches, and so I think that's really cool.
Yeah, because the only people that aren't making mistakes are the people who aren't doing anything.
Exactly. That's right. So for me, I wasn't making mistakes a lot before last week. I quit drawing almost after the storm. So, yeah.
It's good to find your way back.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The show did it.
Excellent.
It's got me back, and I'm excited.
All right.